look at the insurance scheme, it's probably, you can view it in three phases. The initial phase of the first 4 or 5 years, if you look at the contributions according to the formula of 2.5% VAT and 2.5% SNET contribution to the scheme, it was enough to look after the membership who enrolled with the scheme, which was probably less than about 7 million at that stage. It had reserves and everything was smooth. In the second phase is a phase where you can look at it as, although the model of 2.5% VAT and the 2.5% SNET contribution stayed the same, the membership rose astronomically from about 7 million to about 11.3 million at the end of 2015. So if you look at the massive increase in membership with the formula financing supporting it being the same, then you realize that there will be challenges. And because of those challenges, the scheme could not meet its demands in terms of providing the case, the ribbons, all the things that go to enrolling the membership. So that led to a bit of a decline. And then when the scheme also faltered in paying the service providers, they were being turned away. So confidence in the scheme dropped, and people were not very keen or interested in renewing the membership. All this contributed to the decline in the membership from the end of 2015 coming.
Did you identify public perception also as one of them? Public perception.
Yes, we did. The public perception that because they feel it. When the members go to the service providers and they refuse to see them because they have not been paid, they also grumble, and we get a feedback on that. They phone through our call lines and we get that information. So right now we're currently busy engaging government to change the model of 2.5% VAT and 2.5% SNET contribution. We have monitoring and evaluating units across the country. They do well to bring some of these things into fore. This is service providers attempting to defraud the scheme. Because if you provide 2 medicine lines out of the 5, you are supposed to charge the authority only those 2 medicine lines. But he is correct. There have been instances where some service providers, instead of charging only the 2 service lines, might charge the whole 5 on the prescription. Now, our vetting procedure should be able to pick this up, and our interaction with the service providers or the members of the scheme are supposed to pick this out. The system is not as efficient as we want it to be. We are endeavoring to change the system in such a way that the system becomes very efficient in terms of moving to possible paperless claims. Because in that way, the vetting is done electronically, and it's very easy to pick people who are abusing the scheme. And there are other measures that we are also putting in place to make it difficult or to create a deterrent environment that service providers make sure that they do everything according to what the laws are. So we are moving on to try and prevent abuses of this nature. But by and large, the biggest problem facing the scheme is the imbalance between the money inflow and the outflow in terms of increasing the number of memberships.